Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida health officials say the state has reached a grim milestone. More than 200,000 people have tested positive for coronavirus since the start of the outbreak. State statistics released yesterday showed an additional 10,000 confirmed cases. The highest number of confirmed cases in one day came Saturday with more than 11,400. More than 3,700 people have died in Florida since the outbreak began. Australian authorities are closing the border between the country's two largest states. The AP's Charles de la Desma reports Melbourne recorded two deaths in its highest ever daily increase of coronavirus infections.
The border between the states of New South Wales and Victoria is due to be shut late Tuesday, with a senior official saying the situation in Melbourne is unprecedented, with the pandemic in a new phase. The overwhelming majority of new infections detected there in recent weeks come from community transmission. Elsewhere in Australia, the vast majority who tested positive were infected overseas or had been infected by a returned traveller. The Victorian government has locked down 36 of the most virus-prone Melbourne suburbs last week, and at the weekend added another four. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Protests over police violence and racism continued in several Florida cities over the weekend. Demonstrations in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Miami, and Tallahassee all took place on Saturday. In Tampa, nine people were arrested for blocking traffic on Dale Mabry Highway. In St. Petersburg, peaceful protesters successfully blocked the bridge leading to and from Treasure Island for half an hour. In Tallahassee, about 100 people protested at Florida State University demanding that a statue of Francis Eppes be removed. Eppes was the mayor of Tallahassee in the mid-1800s, who also organized a slave patrol to hunt runaway slaves. Amid a furor over monuments, President Trump is proposing establishing what he calls a National Garden of American Heroes. Here's more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
A vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
President Trump's proposed garden would pay tribute to more than 30 Americans, from founding fathers and presidents, including George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln, to civil rights and social activists like Martin Luther King Jr., Susan B. Anthony, Frederick Douglass, and Harriet Tubman, as well as explorers and aviation pioneers, generals, Billy Graham, and the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Absent are any Native American, Hispanic, or Asian Americans. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump is set to hold an outdoor campaign rally Saturday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The rally will come 3 weeks after an indoor rally in Tulsa. That gathering was the president's first of the COVID-19 era, and it drew a smaller-than-expected crowd amid concerns of rising infections in the region. A dispute between France and Turkey over a naval standoff in the Mediterranean Sea in June has shown a light on NATO's struggle to keep order among its ranks. Here's more from the AP's Sarah Bassett.
France says its frigate was illuminated by the targeting radar of a Turkish warship that was escorting a Tanzanian cargo ship. France was acting on NATO intelligence that the civilian ship could be trafficking arms to Libya. Turkey denies this and has accused the French Navy of harassing the Turkish convoy, suggesting a NATO probe into the incident was inconclusive. The dispute has revealed NATO's limits when its allies are perceived to be on different sides of a conflict, in this case in Libya, especially as France has lamented the so-called brain death at NATO due to a lack of American leadership. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Here's the weather for the Tampa Bay area. Today, it'll be partly cloudy and breezy with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the high 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.